Concrete Rose, Chapter 3. That trifling heifer. And I don't mean Aisha, Ma says. I mean her mama. Ma ain't stopped fussing since we left the clinic. At first I thought Aisha and Ms. Robinson stepped outside. Nah, they left. One of the nurses said she pointed out they were leaving the car seat. Ms. Robinson told her, we don't need it anymore, and shoved Aisha out the door. We went straight to their house. I banged on the doors, looked through the windows. Nobody answered. We had no choice but to bring little man home with us. I climb our porch steps, carrying him in his car seat. He's so caught up in the toys dangling from the handle that he don't know his mama left him like he nothing. Ma shoved the front door open. I had a funny feeling when I saw all them clothes in that diaper bag. They shipped him off without a word. I set the car seat on the coffee table. What the hell just happened? For real, man? I suddenly got a whole human being in my care when I never even took care of a dog. What we do now, Ma? We obviously have to keep them until we find out what Aisha and her mum are up to. This might be for the weekend, but as trifling as they are, she closed her eyes and held her forehead. Lord, I hope this girl hasn't abandoned this baby. My heart dropped to my kicks. Abandon him? What am I supposed to do? You're going to do whatever you have to do, Maverick, she says. That's what being a parent means. Your child is now your responsibility. You'll be changing his diapers. You'll be feeding him. You'll be dealing with him in the middle of the night. You had my whole life turned upside down and she don't care. That's Ma for you. Granny said she came in the world ready for whatever. When things fall apart, she's quick to grab the pieces and make sure nothing out there. Are you listening to me? She asked. I scratched my cornrows. I hear you. I said, are you listening? There's a difference. I'm listening, Ma. Good. They left enough diapers and formula to last the weekend. I'll call your Aunt Nita to see if they have Andrea Arnie's old crib. We can set it up in your room. My room? Are you going to keep me awake? She set her hand on her hip. Who else is supposed to keep awake? Man, I groan. Don't man me. You're a father now. It's not about you anymore. Ma, pick up the baby bag. I'll fix him a bottle. Can you keep an eye on him or is that a problem? I'll watch him, I mumble. Thank you. She goes to the kitchen. He gonna keep me awake. The nerve. I plop down on the couch. Little man stare at me from the car seat. That's what I'm going to call him from now. Little man. King Junior don't feel right when he my son. My son. Wild to think that one little condom breaking turned me into somebody's father. I sigh. Guess it's you and me now, huh? I hold my hand toward him and he grip my finger. He's small to be so strong. Golly, I laugh. You're going to break my finger. He tried to put it in his mouth, but I don't let him. My fingernail's dirty as hell. That only make him whine. Ah, chill. I unstrap him and lift him out. He way heavier than he look. I try to rest him in my arms and support his neck like Ma told me so. He whimper and squirm till suddenly he wailing. Ma! She come back with a bottle. What, Maverick? I can't hold him right. She adjusts him in my arms. You relax and he'll relax. Now here, give him the bottle. She hand it to me and I put it in his mouth. Lower it a little bit, Maverick. You don't want to feed him fast. There you go. When he's halfway through it, burp him. Burp him again when he's done. How? Hold him against your shoulder and pat his back. Hold him right, lower the bottle, burp him. Mara, can't... Yes, you can. In fact, you're doing it now. I hadn't realised. Little man stopped crying. He sucked the bottle and gripped my shirt, staring up at me. I look at him. I mean, look at him. Yeah, I see me. Ain't no denying he mine. More than that, I see my son. My heart balloon in my chest. Hey, ma'am. For some reason, this feel like I'm meeting him for the first time. Hey. I'm going to throw his clothes in the washing machine, Ma says. Who knows what kind of germs they've got at that house? Don't nobody hate germs like Ma. She got asthma, and the weirdest stuff can set her off. Thanks, Ma. She go back to the laundry room. I watch my son, and I got to admit, as much as I'm in awe, I ain't never been this scared in my life. He a whole human being that I helped make. Got a heart, lungs, a brain, partly because of me. And now I basically got to keep him alive. This almost too much. Definitely not how I plan to spend my Friday night. Oh, dang the party. Ain't no way Ma gonna let me go. I stop feeding little man long enough to dial Lisa's number on the cordless phone. I hold it to my ear with my shoulder. It ring a couple of times and she go, hey, Mav. I always forget that her mama got caller ID. Hey, This not a bad time, is it? There's a muffled sound like she's moving around. Nope, just putting an outfit together for the party. Why? What's up? I really feel like shit now. I can't take you out tonight. Something came up. Everything all right? Yeah, my mum will want me to stay home and take care of stuff here. That ain't a lie. It just ain't all of the truth. This baby in my arms ain't exactly a phone conversation, you know. Sounds like my mama, Lisa says, and I can practically hear her roll her eyes. I could come over and keep you company if you want. Nah. I startled little man, his face scrunched up. My bad, I tell him, and Lisa, and bounce him a bit. Please God, don't let him cry. You ain't got to spend your Friday night watching me do chores. I'm all right. Okay, Lisa says. See you this weekend? Nah, I'm not allowed to go anywhere. Damn, what did you do? That's a loaded ass question. You know how it go. I holler at you. We tell each other I love you, like we always do, and I hang up with a deep breath. Little man, you almost got me in trouble. He stops sucking his bottle long enough to stretch his mouth and yawn. He clearly don't care. He halfway done eating. Guess I got to burp him now. Ma said hold him against my shoulder and gently pat his back. I pat once, twice, three times. Hiccup. Something warm oozed down my back. Oh, man. I hop off the couch. This boy puked on me. He cry and shoot. I want to cry. Ma. What now, Maverick? She says and comes to the doorway again. She got the nerve to smirk. Welcome to parenthood, where clothes never stay clean. What should I do? Put a towel over your shoulder next time. For now, finish feeding him and burp him again. I got to sit here with puke on me. What I tell you, it's not about you anymore. You're going to learn. Looks like you got the best teacher. He could have kept this lesson to himself for real. The doorbell ring. Ma peek out the front window first. After the feds bust into your house, you'll always be careful. She opened the door. Hey, Andre, baby. Hey, auntie. Did you all get the test? He noticed me and my son, and his eyes get wide. You, he really is yours. Yep, he mine. Dang, Dre says as he steps into the house. He do look like you, so I shouldn't be real surprised. Mm-hmm. And he's already pretty mad through it, Ma chuckle. Glad somebody think this funny. Man, I burped him and he puked on me. Drake crack up. Gotta have the towel at all times, cuz. He come around to see little man as he rests against my shoulder. Hey, itty bitty cuz. I'm Dre. One day I'll teach you how to bowl since your pops can't. Forget you, I say. I only speak facts. You keep him overnight or something. I sit on the edge of the couch, get little man situated and feed him again. I don't know. I should know, Mom, I bounced. Dre lower the bottle I'm holding. Don't feed him fast. What do you mean they bounced? We took him to the restroom to change him, came back and they were gone. Shit. Shoot. Dre tried not to cuss in front of Ma. Did you all look for them? We went by the house and nobody was there, Ma says. I shouldn't be surprised that Yolanda's trifling behind would pull something like this. Damn, Dre says. Well, hey, if you all need a crib, we still got Andriana's old one in storage and her stroller. I can bring them over later. That's sweet of you, baby. Thank you. Ma grabbed her purse off the couch. I'm going to go pick up some dinner from Reuben's. Lord knows I'm not in the mood to cook. You'll behave while I'm gone. Yes, Mum, we both say, even though Dre 23, he do whatever Ma tell him. She leave and Dre sit beside me on the couch. He watch me feed Lil Mum. Damn, Mav, you really a father? I still can't believe it. I get that. Fatherhood is a trip, but I couldn't imagine my life without my baby girl, even as bad as she is. I laugh. She can't be that bad. She only three. She thinks she know everything and she get into everything. People say twos are terrible. Nah, three. Three is next level. He go get quiet for a second. I'm going to miss a little bad, but after I drop her and Keisha off. A couple of years ago, Keisha moved out of town to attend Markham State and took Andriana with her. He's only 2 hours away and Dre visit every weekend. He's stay in the garden to help Aunt Nita with Uncle Ray after Unc had a stroke last year. Hold tight, man, I say. Before you know it, Keisha will be graduating and you'll all will be saying your vows in July. If I can survive all this wedding stuff. He grabbed the back of my neck. You good? Hell no. My life got thrown into a blender and I'm left with something I don't recognise. On top of that, I'm suddenly somebody's pops and I wish I had my pops. Nah, man, I can't freak out. I got to handle mine on some G-shit. I ain't tripping. You know it's okay to be scared, right? Scared of what? A little baby? Of all the stuff that come with having a little baby, Dre said. First time I held Andreana, I cried. She was so beautiful, and she was stuck with me for a father. I look at my son, and damn, I feel that. I decided I was going to be the kind of father she deserved, he says. I had to man up. That's what you got to do, Mav. Man up. Fool, I'm a man already, I say. Dre put his hands up. My bad. Are you a man? You're such a man that you're slinging behind me and Sean backs. I almost lose my grip on my son. What? You heard me. You buying your girl expensive necklaces, rocking new sneakers every week. I know how much money you pull in working for us. I made sure it's just enough so you can help Auntie Faye out a little bit. Where are you getting this extra money from? I hold my son against my shoulder and burp him again. I told you, I do odd jobs. Yeah, right. Don't bullshit me. Who put you on? Where are you getting your supply from? I ain't no snitch, Dre. Oh, so you are doing something on the side. No, I didn't mean that, I say. Yeah, you did. I bet it was King, wasn't it? Yeah, he seemed like the type to go rogue. Shit, shit, shit. Dre, I can't... I won't rat you out to Sean, he says. You claim you're a man, prove it. Men own up to their shit. Own up to yours. Damn, he had to put it like that. I'd go admit I felt real bad hiding this from Dre. He the big brother I never had. We never keep secrets from each other. And even if I don't admit it, he'd go and find a way to get the truth. That could be real bad for King. I set my son back in his car seat as he fade off to sleep. I can't let my homeboy get in trouble. I got to take this one for the team. All right, yeah, I say. I've been selling other drugs on the side. Nobody helping. I found a way to get it myself. Trey sighs. What the hell, Mav? I want to make money. You and Sean wouldn't let me sell nothing but weed. Because we're looking out for you and the little home is. Selling that other shit is dangerous in more ways than one. You don't need to be doing that. I just look at him. Fool, you do it. For real, he got some nerve lecturing me. I'm smart with mine, unlike you, Dre says. You're probably careless enough to lead the cops right to you. You honestly need to leave the dealing shit alone, period. Weed, rocks, pills, powder, whatever. Let it all go. What? See, now you tripping. I'm serious, Mav. You got a son to think about now. You got a daughter? Yeah, and I want you to learn from my mistakes and be a better father than me, Dre says. I hate that this is how I got to provide for Andreana, but I'm too caught up to get out. You not. He poked my chest. We could get you a regular job like Walmart or Mickey D's. That ain't no kind of money. It's clean money, Dre says. I can talk to Sean about letting you out the set too. Oh, you tripping for real, I say. Sean can't just let me out, you know that. You saw what happened to Kenny. Kenny is a kinglord who once played football for Garden High. He got a full scholarship offer to one of them big universities and decided he wanted out. Guess he didn't want the school discovering his gang ties. There's only a few ways to get out the kinglords. You either put in some major work, like taking a charge for somebody, or you get jumped out. Kenny got jumped. The big homies beat him so bad he ended up in a coma. When he woke up, he was too banged up to take that football scholarship anyway. Getting out ain't worth it. Maybe we could figure out a different way for you, Dre says. I shake my head. Quit lying to yourself, man. Why should I get out anyway? King in our blood, remember? You could break the cycle, Dre says. Be better than me. Unk all of us. Do things the right way. Yeah, that's easy to say when you're driving around in a Beamer, I say. You're a hypocrite, dog. You're also a damn fool if you think I'm walking away from this money. Especially now that I got a kid. It's like that. All right, Dre says, nodding. Either you give it up or I tell Auntie and Uncle Don. Then you have to admit to them that you let me sell weed. I'm willing to own up to mine like a man. I'll also tell Sean what King doing. I told you, King not involved. Yeah, right, Dre says. This got his name all on it. You don't have to admit it. Me and Sean will look into it and handle him ourselves. You said you wouldn't bring Sean in this. No, I said I wouldn't rat you out to him. I didn't say I wouldn't rat out King. So what's it going to be, cuz? Let drug dealing go completely or let you and your boy both get in trouble? This blackmail. It's your choice to see it that way, Dre says. It is that way. How I know you still won't rat King out, I ask. I trust you to talk to him and remind him of the consequences that come with doing shit like this, Dre says. I promise if I think you back at it, I'm snitching on him and you. Dre, come on, please. This on you, Mav. You're cool. I fold my hands on top of my head. God damn, this is about the worst way this could go. I want to keep making money, but I don't want to get in trouble with my folks. I don't want King to get hurt either. I ain't got much of a choice. All right, I say, I'll stop selling drugs. Do Dre tell me you're proud of my decision? Do he give me pops for looking out for my boy? No, he sit back on the couch and go, that's what I thought. Now go get me a soda. I'm thirsty from dealing with your little hard-headed behind.